So before we wrap up, good people, I'm talking with Earl Wilson from the Omega Sci-Fi Fraternity about the 2019 Male Youth Leadership Conference taking place on December 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mr. Wilson, welcome to the Local Take.
All right. Thank you very much.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Male Youth Leadership Conference and what will be covered?
Yes. This is the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity HBCU Fatherhood Youth Leadership Conference series, which we are taking around the country to all of the HBCU schools where Omegas are affiliates. This is a conference where we are bringing in young men, non-resident parents, and also single parents, that's both fathers and mothers, to bring them to focus in on how we can better develop our youth to become, our male youth to become positive citizens today, positive future fathers, and also future leaders, where we will bring in the subject matter experts, your family, court professionals, as well as your judges, lawyers, mediators, who will be able to provide life skills tools for those families that will help in this development of live male youth. This is one of the reasons that we are doing this. It's a part of a program that we started in 2009 under President Obama, the Fatherhood Initiative. So in our efforts to try to strengthen HBCU male attendance, we wanted to take the young men from across the state of Georgia and also across this country to HBCUs throughout the year, providing them these life skill tools that would enhance our male youth development. It's so very important that we do this. One, our young men need guidance, and also the families need assistance where they're going to get be placed in a user-friendly environment with those decision-makers who impact the family and also impact development of our male youth. So this is why we're hosting this, and I said we'll be taking this across the country. We plan to go to Alabama A&M. We've already had one at Alabama State in May. We go to Alabama A&M in January. Our plan is to go to FAMU in February, as well as to Tennessee State in February. And throughout the country, we are scheduling this event. And it's just two-part series. We're doing the life skill tools this time, but then we'll be doing a business summit as well.
And so the conference theme is Dads Matter, Cultivating Future Fathers. And the conferences open up to young men in from the 6th grade to the 12th grade. Can you tell why you concentrated on that group of young men and why you felt it was important to bring the conference to an HBCU? This conference is taking place here at Clark Atlanta University.
Well, we've targeted 6th through 12th grade. We're trying to start early, but we will accept young men even in grades lower than the 6th grade, and trying to help develop those young men, we'll feel they'll be able to grab the information that we provide, that age group will be able to grab the information that we'll provide to them. And we need to help strengthen and sustain male attendance, particularly African-American male attendance at HBCU. These numbers are low. And so we've made a commitment. Omegas are men of educated men. We know the importance of education, and we know the importance of mentoring. This is part of our Project Manhood program that we implemented throughout the country. So this is why we are doing it. And it takes a family and it takes a village to develop our young men. So we have a commitment to do that.
And Mr. Wilson, could you share with our listeners how they can get information and apply to attend the conference?
They can go on to www.projectmanhood.org, which is our affiliate organization, nonprofit organization. They can get information, or they can talk to any Omega brother here in the city of Atlanta. This is a citywide initiative. Out of 9 chapters we have here in Atlanta, they can contact myself at 404-219-6624, and that's Earl Wilson. I am the international chairman of the Fatherhood and Mentoring Initiative for the fraternity.
Mr. Wilson, I want to thank you so much for sharing that information with us. And again, it's projectmanhood.org. Thank you.
Right. Thank you very much.